important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid. Cow Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Bill Frady.
And on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You set it up on your computer, but it's coming to your mobile phone. Mobile phone via text service. So it doesn't have to be a smartphone. And it's an organizing platform. You can organize every facet of your day. But what Civil Dispatch does, it cuts it out from the rest of the herd. Unbidden. Based upon your locale, is it's going to tell you about the things you can't possibly imagine, that there's no way to plan for. Whether it is a flash flood or another polar vortex coming through or another blizzard coming through or an earthquake or a tornado or a terrorist attack, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is, in fact, truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we're going to be joined, 10 o'clock my time, third hour, wherever you are, we're going to be joined by Dimitri Karas. Now, Dimitri is the CEO of Ares Armor. And Ares Armor, over their business, and what Ares Armor does is they make very, 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 very good tactical nylon, and they sell uppers and lowers and 80% lowers and everything else. And in National City, California, which is part of the latest shall issue state, they don't like it. And they're hassling him, and they're threatening him, and they're talking about fining him and putting him in jail if he doesn't take the sign. So we're going to get the skinny on that from him in the third hour. Smartphones. Everybody has a smartphone, or so it seems. I have two. There's a problem with the smartphones, though. Look around. Next time you're in a restaurant, or next time you're in a coffee shop, or on a bus, or maybe not on an airplane, but anywhere in a gathering of people, watch everybody. Just pull your head up off the smartphone and look around and see how engaged everybody is on their phone anymore. Why is this important? Well, let's say you're in Long Island. Well, let's not say Long Island because you can't carry a gun in Long Island. Let's say you're on a bus in Kansas, and everybody's on their smartphone, and somebody wigs out and decides to start tearing people up at the bus. Are you even going to notice that? Smartphones have they've insinuated themselves into our lives. But we've gotten... Let me give you an example. Let's talk about San Francisco. In San Francisco, there were a bunch of people riding on a crowded train. And somebody pulled out a gun, and on this crowded train, nobody noticed that somebody pulled out a gun. And then 20-year-old Justin Valdez shot and killed the shooter, apparently picking the victim at random. He shot him in the back. And once again, after that happened, the initial reaction of everybody on their smartphone was nothing. no action at all. There were some no more than 2 or 3 feet away from him, according to San Francisco District Attorney George Gascon. We're seeing people that are so disconnected to their surroundings. This is not unique. People are being robbed or being hurt. People are being run over by cars because they're so disconnected because of these phones. They have security footage of this. This guy stands up, puts on a baseball hat and a smile, lifts a .45 caliber handgun in plain view 3 or 4 different times. Nobody notices. He waves the weapon around as if he's sort of deciding who he wants to shoot. Nobody notices. He wipes his nose with the gun. Nobody notices until the gun goes off. Now, one of the things that... Now, this happened in San Francisco. And in San Francisco, even with the shall issue provision, which is now coming into place, San Francisco is still going to be a sort of a heavy lift when it comes to getting a concealed carry permit there, I believe. But in the rest of the places... And, you know, it's stupid because people outside of San Francisco can get the carry permit and carry in San Francisco. I don't understand what the deal is about that border. San Francisco is both a county and a city. Now, when you're carrying a gun, I think it is incumbent upon you to have situational awareness. Maybe I'm just being naive here. Maybe I'm oversimplifying the matter. But if you're going to carry a gun, I think you need to be aware of what's going on around you. And I wonder how many people that carry guns carry smartphones and are completely wrapped up in their smartphone. Well, like I said, I have 2. I check email, text messages, and make calls on it. And occasionally I will check the weather. I do not ride or sit or go anywhere and sit down. If I do, I sit down, check it, stick it back in my pocket, because it's a convenience. It's not my lifestyle. I have 2 because the first one I got, I had trouble seeing without my glasses on. I hate my glasses, so I got one with a bigger screen for us old folk. But smartphones and anything else that distracts you from situational awareness, that's something that you need to take a very serious look at. And right now, you're probably sitting there saying, he's not talking about me. Take a moment, and next time you're in a crowd, just look around you. That's all I'm asking. Just look around you. Look. And try not to go to the bohemian place, okay? Try not to go to the Starbucks. At Starbucks, everybody is connected to 2 conduits, whatever electronic device they brought and their latte. That's not a fair test. I think it's part of the culture. But anywhere else you want to go, where you have to sit down and wait, or sit down and just mingle, or whatever you're doing, just pull your head up and look around. And just do a mental count in your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. When you get to 15, I think you'll understand what I'm saying. people... This is people voluntarily becoming mobile phone, smartphone zombies. In England, it is so bad they walk into light poles and knock themselves out. They walk into a group of muggers and get mugged and lose the phone, of course. And then they're completely lost. They oh, my God, reality. Oh! So it's a device. Let's not make it a lifestyle. I've seen video of these people that are texting and walking at a very serious gait and hit a light pole so hard, the light pole sways and they are literally knocked out. And at that point, I have to ask myself, And this is supposed to be convenient? This is supposed to be a modern convenience of life? What happened to that kid in San Francisco where he got shot, where nobody noticed? That's not funny, but it's just amazing what we voluntarily put ourselves through. When we get back, we're going to talk about the detective who claimed we don't have time for this on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to infidelbodyarmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, bodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming out of Southport, North Carolina. Do you remember me talking about, what's this young fellow's name? What was his name? His last name was Vidal, but what was his first name? I want to give him all the props we can. You remember me talking about the 90-year-old kid who sort of flipped out at his house? And he had a screwdriver, and his father decided to call the police to discipline his son. And the police tased him and put him on the ground and had him pinned to the ground. And then a detective walked in and said, "We don't have time for this," and then shot the 90-year-old high school kid. Do you remember me talking about that? Well, he's been indicted, and rightfully so. Coming out of Southport, District Attorney John David held a news conference last week to discuss details of the case. He started by emphasizing he has been committed to a process to get the right people in place to be efficient but thorough and to be fair to both the victim's family and the officers involved. I guess that's okay, given the circumstances and given the eyewitness testimony and all the other things that have been taken into effect. I wouldn't fall too much on my sword, Mr. David. According to him, three SBI officers testified over the course of many hours using diagrams to support their arguments. After hearing from those officers, the judge decided to allow the detective, his last name is Vassy, to testify. His attorney had previously told CNN that young Mr. Vidal attacked the officer with a screwdriver. The grand jury was given the directions to decide if he should be indicted on second-degree murder, voluntary manslaughter, or not be charged at all. After listening for hours to all of these things that were presented to them, they decided to charge him with voluntary manslaughter, which I don't agree with. You don't lean in when two officers have got somebody subdued in capital letters and shoot him. That's not voluntary manslaughter. That's murder. John David said, after I reviewed the case, I found that a crime almost certainly did take place. It was a bad shoot. The grand jury has agreed. Young Mr. Vidal had been tased and pinned to the ground by two law enforcement officers when the good Detective Vassy stepped in between them and fired a single killing shot. Detective Vassy has also been suspended without pay. This needs to happen every time this happens. If somebody shoots a civilian and it is a bad shoot and there are more that get by than not, then have this happen to them. Police, you need to police yourselves. Period. You are not laws unto yourselves. You're not above the law. You don't know better than we do about the law. We can read just like you. Oh, golly gee. Bloomberg is at it again, or at least his cronies. Bloomberg, when I say Bloomberg, you know, sometimes I'm talking about the little big gulp, and sometimes I'm talking about his organization. And it seems like throughout his organization, which, you know, primarily before he became an anti-gunner, it was finance, which he's very good at. Now he's using every apparatus he's got since he's no longer the mayor of New York. And coming out of the Bloomberg Business Week, it asked last Thursday, Paul M. Barrett asked last Thursday, should we amend the Second Amendment? And it's a hit piece that was designed to legitimize something that retired Justice John Paul Stevens said last week. Stevens, who was on the court during the time of the Heller and McDonald cases, was a voice of dissent in those. He does not believe in your individual right. And he thinks there should be a restrictive qualifier put into the Second Amendment. It should be amended. He thinks it should read a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, when serving in the militia, shall not be infringed. And that's the way he thinks it ought to read. Now, given the fact that the Obama administration has, you know, when this next defense budget that's going into effect, we're going to be at our lowest strength since prior to World War II. In the meantime, we've got regions like the Ukraine and Venezuela that are coming apart. We have North Korea, who can't wait to blow us up. We have Iran that can't wait to blow us up. We still have things going on in Iraq and Afghanistan. Let's go ahead and just turn everything down. We are the big dog on the porch. Let's euthanize him. Let's go to the phones. Jerry in Chicago. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill. Hey, I was just listening to you talk about that cop that shot the kid when he was subdued, and that was after he was tasered quite a few times also.
Yes.
Hey, you remember back in 7705, the London Underground train station bombing? You remember after they subdued the Brazilian, he had a work permit. He was there in London doing work. Those cops, after they had him handcuffed, because this was they didn't show the surveillance. They thought that they had taken care of all of the cameras, but it seemed like all of these special forces and cops, they just jumped right in there, and they all couldn't wait to discharge at least one shot out of their weapon. And that kid got, or that man got, 11 shots in the head after he was already handcuffed.
You know, the problem with that is that when you're dealing, they're just people. They're just people. I wore the camouflage suit. You're still a guy underneath it. You're still a lady underneath it. So you're just people, and this emotional thing gets involved. That particular instance, did they catch this guy right after the bombs detonated? How did that work? I'm searching my memory, and I'm having trouble with this.
Well, it's just like in our country here when we're having one of these training drills, like the Boston Marathon bombing or Sandy Hook, it goes live. And that's what they were doing down there for insurance purposes or preparedness purposes. It went live, and supposedly, from a good source, they seen a man who had a backpack, and he had wires sticking out of the backpack. And I'll be honest with you, I've been in the electrical trade for, going on 18 years now here in Chicago. You know, the only time I ever had wires in there is when you grab some of the, they call it rabbit. That's the cut-off pieces of wire, and you turn them in for scrap because it's a little over $3 a pound. So you save up a big, months of saving. You save up a garbage can full. You dump it off, and you walk out of there with $200-$300 worth of scrap copper money. But apparently this guy didn't have any wires. I mean, he had his lunch in his backpack, and he had some tools in his backpack and maybe a hard hat, but no wires were found from the supposed bomb that he had strapped to his back because, they thought he was a terrorist because he was, Brazilian,
Is there like a scourge of Brazilian terrorists that have just escaped my notice? I try to pay attention.
Well, I'll be honest with you.
I remember, Jerry, if you will, we're coming up on the break. Can you hold through the break? Please hold through the break, Jerry. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
When my church runs me out of town.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport. Making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hey, gut grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I cannot do this.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Jerry in Chicago, or Jerry who may be getting a concealed carry permit soon. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, speaking of that, I was up at the VFW lounge Saturday. Stopped in. They got a golf machine. I'm just hooked on this darn thing. But anyway, the chief of police was there, and I happened to hear a couple of guys talking about when the class was going to start, and I said, hey, what class? And they said, well, the chief over there is teaching a concealed carry class. So I walked over and talked to him for a few minutes about it, and I said, hey, can you take down my number? I'd be interested in something like that. And it's $250. It's 2 4-hour courses of class, and then another 2 4-hour classes of the shooting range, and you have to hit, I don't know, 9 out of 17 targets or something like that, he explained it. From, I want to say it was 15 feet.
Yep.
Okay. But I asked him, I said, you got to supply your own gun, you got to supply your own ammo and everything else like that. And I said, well, how long after this? You know, if you pass, does it take to get it in the mail and everything? He says about 4 or 5 weeks. So I was going to ask you your point on that the other day, yesterday, but I forgot to call in.
My point on?
Oh, all about the chief of police doing the class and everything else like that. The price.
The price is prohibitive. I mean, it's See, here's the problem. I've had a couple of things happen in my state in the last 2 weeks, and I've really come to regard getting a concealed weapon permit as a credentialed privilege when carrying a gun and owning a gun is supposed to be a right. And if they charge you anything to get the credentialed privilege, then I think that's Jim Crow. And correct me if, well, I mean, right now in Chicago, are there any gun shops at all?
You know, Bill,
I don't think there are.
Not that I know of in Chicago. And then if you go out into the suburbs, I mean, either one that I would go to, there's, you got Midwest and you got Rink. So I either got to go to Lockport or I got to go to McCook, Illinois.
Okay.
So, I mean, so each one is around the same distance.
If you're somebody that lives in the city limits of Chicago and you don't own a car, but you want to take a concealed carry class, everything that they put in place, most people can probably afford a gun of some sort. But how much did it cost to get the FOID card?
That was $20 and it lasts 10 years.
Just to get the FOID?
Just to get the FOID. It used to be $5 and it was 4 years. That was, and here's the funny thing. After 2001, I went and got an FOID card. Went to the range, and the range that I went to, you can rent the pistol for $8.
Mm.
So I tried a couple different pistols. You bought the ammo and everything, and I probably spent $100 there that day having a good time. And then I let it expire. And then just 3 years ago, I talked to a couple of guys at work, and they set me up with an FFL dealer over at a gun range, and he went and got me... Boy, that came in the mail real quick. You know, he renewed my FOID card, basically. But it was good for 10 years.
Right. I just find any fee like that. In South Carolina, to take the class is $50. To file the permit is $50. And here you're telling me just to take the class that is mandated that you have to take. How many rounds are you firing in these controlled conditions? 17?
It didn't seem like the chief wanted to get too far into it or anything else like that. So I really don't know. I mean, I'm hoping he calls soon and says, hey, are you still on for, this wasn't going to start until April.
Right. Well, Police One always weighs into these things. And everybody, like law enforcement in Chicago, for example, is looking at all of you that want to carry a gun that have never broken a law in your lives. When you get to carry a gun, you're going to be a possible threat. And Police One, every time something like that comes out, Police One is a group of police officers. They do a little survey and they look around and, as far as they're concerned, nothing changes. When you're walking up on somebody you don't know and you're ascertaining what's going to happen, you're watching their hands, you're watching their body language, you're watching their eyes, you're assessing. And at some point, your assessment will be done. You'll do your business and you move on. It doesn't sound like Chicago is taking that in consideration. I think they're doing what they're doing so that they can have some semblance of control over the process. Because have they conducted any classes yet?
Oh, yeah. I just talked to a friend of mine Saturday. Okay. He got his in the mail. He waited 4 months for his concealed carry permit. He was real happy because he's got one for Florida. He's got one for Utah. He's got one now for Illinois. So he basically said that he can basically go any one of the 50 states and have a concealed carry permit.
I'm going to talk. I've got a guest coming on today from Ares Armor, and I'm going to get him. He's out of California, and Illinois probably doesn't have reciprocity with anybody. California doesn't have reciprocity with anybody. Somebody needs to come out with the shooter's wallet, which has 12 slots to carry all the concealed carry permits you have to carry in the United States.
You know, that is ridiculous. And all it is a tax.
Yes.
They're taxing you for doing one of your rights. That's the Jim Crow law.
Yes, exactly. And think about it. You don't get taxed for protesting. You might have to buy a permit, which is a tax. But in most cases, the First Amendment never gets taxed. And you never have to ask permission to use it. So...
Well, I think we're getting ready to lose our First Amendment right from one of the articles I read over the past weekend.
Which, you're talking about the FCC one?
No, the First Amendment. Well, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's dead. That got shot down.
Okay. They were gonna
there was one conservative. There was, I think, there's five or six FCC commissioners, and one of the commissioners who's actually a conservative dude who's come from, I believe he's from India, and he's come and assimilated into American life. Thinks America's great. Go figure. Got out there and looked at what they were talking about doing and blew the whistle on them. So it's come out, and they were actually supposed to kick this off this spring in Columbia, South Carolina. And now they've decided to pull that back because the light of day has been shined upon them.
Well, you know, so, something that... go ahead.
No, I was just saying, so they got shot down this time. Now, don't... I'm not trying to reassure you and say, and they'll never try it again.
They'll get him out, and they'll get somebody else on the commission, and it'll pass with flying colors. It's just like when they're trying to indict somebody. You know, they go from one jury, and if they don't get the answers that they want from or that jury or judge or panel, they just move it down the road. They kick the can down the road to where they can get a, like, look at what happened to Blagojevich. They tried this guy twice. The first time he was acquitted of 19 of 20 things, and the second time he went in there, he was guilty of 19 of 20 things. Don't figure.
Well, I read yesterday where somebody, some student journalist out of Harvard, was calling for a high restriction on free speech because that is not good for the progressive agenda, which I think encapsulates it beautifully. That was a perfect way to put it. I'm glad she said it. I'm glad it's out there in the open. I love it when they're honest with us. I love it when they're honest with us because then they get to, they say it, and they're like standing around looking like, huh? Good idea, right? Yeah, good idea. How come nobody's clapping? What's with these frowns? Hey, is that a semi-automatic being chambered? You know, I just find that amusing, just that little picture in my mind. I'm sorry.
You know, something else I wanted to just run by you real quick, too. Sure. I listened to John Moore's show before yours, and he started a show with, he got from an inside source that the Texas Rangers and Texas State Police were warned to have their emergency provisions with them in their vehicle at all times starting March 1st because they might be on their own for up to 4 weeks. And then I tuned to Joyce Riley through the first 6-8 minutes of the RBN slot on your show with the commercials and everything. And she had mentioned that she was listening to Judge Renee or something of that nature over the weekend. And she was basically saying that like an EMP strike, because we have no spare transformers in this country, apparently,
right,
is imminent. So it's just kind of strange that, I mean, within an hour, I'm hearing two different things from two different networks, and I'm like, wow. And I kind of like
one
that.
I want to talk about that before you take off. If you got the time to hang on, because we're coming up on the next break, and If I try to answer you right now, I'll be talking over the music, then we'll be off the air, and then I'll be talking, and it won't be going out anywhere, and I'll be upset. So, you just hang on one more time. And we'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Jerry in Chicago, and he just brought something up that I think I find it interesting because of what I do. Are you still there?
Absolutely.
Okay. Every time I go somewhere where if something happened, I could not walk back and get to the house in that same day, I carry a lot of stuff. And I think that if you're going to go around, and when I say a lot of stuff, you want to know what kind of stuff I carry? I've got a big kit bag, and in the kit bag is a plate carrier and a chest rig and a belt, a war belt. Some emergency water, some aid bags, and a fair amount of ammo. And then, depending on if there's another male who has a weapon with me, I have a special, I've got this gun bag that, it doesn't look like a gun bag, but if you break your ARs down, you can get two of them in there, and it doesn't change the size or anything in it. So, when I travel, I travel like a paranoid guy. And it, you know, if you're in law enforcement or anything like that, I know you're always thinking, well, they're just a radio call away, and I always think about, okay, I'm going to have to fight to get where I got to go next. And I certainly hope that never happens because I'm getting too old to really get out there and say, 15 clicks, huh? No problem. I used to hump that all the time. No problem. I can do that. No problem. Yeah, it would be a giant problem nowadays. So, but I do try to travel that way. Isn't that what prepping is all about?
Yeah, that's what prepping is about. And I don't think we really take into consideration, especially here when it's, I think it's like 7 degrees outside. So keeping extra water in the vehicle for when you take off someplace, well, you'd be chipping away with an ice pick to drink it, that's for sure. Or, trying to figure out some other way to heat it up. But what is a click?
Kilometer.
Okay.
That was something that came out of the... When I was in the Army in the 80s, we still had Vietnam-era soldiers in there, and we just picked up on their lingo.
Well, you hear it all the time in, like, the war movies and stuff like that. 12 clicks over that rough terrain and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, okay, what is a click? And I never thought to look it up.
Tough terrain to hunt, and it's 10 clicks straight uphill. Man, I'm not looking forward to that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm still trying to get my bug-out bag to where I could actually put it on my back and carry it.
Your bug out bag, when you're making your bug out bag, you actually need to look at it, put it together, then look at it, walk around in it, and then look at it, and then say to yourself, how much of this stuff do I really need? Because James Yeager did a bug out experiment. He packed a bug out bag, and it wasn't that big. And then when he got back, he did his little 2-day bug out experiment, and when he got back, he pulled out everything that he used and everything that he didn't use. And he didn't use half of what he took.
Well, what's that old saying? It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it?
Yeah, but I think in a situation like that, there's going to be two things that are... There's going to be three elements you want to be concerned about. You want to be concerned about your feet, you want to be concerned about your hydration, and you want to be concerned about your weapon. When I was stationed in Germany, we used to do this absolutely insane commemoration of something that my unit did in World War I, where we would do a 135-mile road march in 3 days, which is not really a march. It's sort of like a trot. And they would give us a break every time we got warmed up, so then our muscles would tighten up real nice. You can't really understand how necessary it is to have the right pair of boots, enough dry socks. Socks are very, very important. Because in a EMP situation or whatever, your feet are going to be your conveyance. So you need to employ the things, and it's very simple, very rudimentary. Have some food. Don't get anything fancy. Go find some MREs. Stay close to water. Somewhere around there, if you don't want to carry a lot of water, but like somewhere around wherever you're at, you're going to find a plastic bottle, and you cut that, and you start filling it with varying degrees of sizes of sediment, rocks, sand, gravel, everything getting smaller towards the spout, then you got a water filter. So,
or in my bag, I got a life straw. I hope that helps.
Life straw would work too, but I mean, everything that you don't carry, every ounce you don't carry is movement.
I gotcha.
In a time like that, if things go really bad, those that can move will survive. It's not going to be that bad. It might be worse for you than it is for me because I'm not in a big city. Big cities are going to be bad. They're going to be bad.
Well, I've already got a run-to location. It's not that far, but it's at least out of the city limits. It'd take them a couple of days to get out there. And there's plenty of forest, so there's plenty of hunting and everything else like that. So, you can only prepare for what your pocketbook will let you prepare to,
That's right.
I was on Dave Hodges' show about a year ago, and I told him, he came back after commercial break, and he says, I'll let you have the last word here, and then we got to move on. And I says, hey, for all these people that are economically strapped and they can prepare with all of the food and everything else like that, what I would suggest they do is start exercising, stretching, maybe some yoga, So when the day comes, they can bend over and kiss their behind bye-bye.
Yeah, it doesn't take that much. I mean, you can buy a case of MREs for $69 at an Army surplus store. They're still good. They're still good to go. They're not the greatest things. You're not going to sit back and say, ah, Wolfgang Puck prepared this. But it will keep you going.
Well, something I noticed about the MREs, because I bought a 12-pack of them, for about $70, like you said, they're between 5 and 600% sodium. So you better have a lot of water.
You got to have the sodium, though. It's a lot different, believe me, when you're walking versus just driving. It's not like walking from the car to the place and then walking back to the car. When you're walking, you will be sweating, no matter what the temperature is, and you will be losing sodium. When you're on foot, you have to become a miniature chemist as far as taking care of yourself. You got to be aware of being hydrated. You got to be aware, in the cold, you got to be aware of being able to eat. You got to be aware of staying hydrated. You got to be aware of your sodium. There's a lot of things you got to take into consideration. So,
okay. Hey, you wouldn't happen to have that posted on your website by chance, would you? Like the different style bags or the different types of bags?
I'm going to be bringing the guys on from Ford Survival Supply again. And I'm going to link up to them. They have both suggestions for bug-out bags and very well-put-together bug-out bags for sale at their website. So,
well, I'm sure I have not all. Nobody ever has it all, unless you're, you know, they've been using their tax dollars for building their caves out there in the Ozarks in Missouri and stuff like that, deep underground, so they know something's coming up. And it's funny, we were talking about this the other day. It seems like our tax dollars pay for all their preparedness for the same people that are doing this to us, you know?
Yep.
And it is definitely intentional.
Yes.
I mean, after looking at this over the years, it is definitely intentional, and they're here to bring America down.
I'm going to try to get Mark Puhale back on the show this Friday from Ford Survival Supply, and we'll talk about bug-out bags.
Great. Can't wait to hear this show.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you holding on through all that. It went a lot of different ways. I always like that. It's like being in a caucus of some sort. You stay safe, Jerry. We're about to give it over to, we're about to flip into the next hour. Go check out the republicbroadcasting.org website. Check out in updates where it says something about iPods, iPads, Android devices. Get in on the Keller Williams Realty sweepstakes. If Sandra wins, John Statmiller's wife, she's going to give the money to RBN, and you'll have to be entered into for a chance for $50,000. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.